Psalm, in the Psalm, I believe it is 107. A lot of people's probably read this scripture many times, I guess. And I've got a little something in it, if we can. I didn't get a look around much today. I've been moving for about five and a half hours, and I wanted to just stop somewhere. So I didn't look around much coming through your little town. But I'm going to be praying. How many folks live within just a few miles of here? Who lives just, say, 20 miles of this place? Long. How many lives around 400 miles from this place? How far are you, brother, from here? Where's your home? Where do you live? Oh, that's not bad. Not bad at all. And you can come every night, no problem. Psalm 107. Praise the good Lord. Now, Psalm 107, if you've ever read it before, and I'm sure a lot of you have, if you've got a Thompson Chain Bible, the full size on page 680, right there at the top it says, the psalmist exhorts to praise God. And that's what the psalm is about, praising the Lord. And he gives several instances why men ought to praise God. And then I'm not going to preach on praising the Lord tonight, but I don't think. That's not going to be my main theme. I want you to turn, as we go down in, we're going to skip two or three different groups of men, and we're going to go down to a special group that I want to talk about tonight. Praise the Lord. And verse number 23, Psalm 107 and verse 23. Now, I hope that there's something in here now, but now fishing it out, it might be a challenge, but I'm going to try. Hallelujah. Listen to this. He said, they that go down to the sea in ships. Now, it's talking about groups of men that have a reason to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And so he gets to talking about these seafaring men.
Yeah.
They have a reason to praise God.
Yeah.
And here's what he said. Them that go down to the sea in ships, they have a reason to praise God, and he explains it. They that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Praise God. Now, this is a little exclusive group here. Now, these other groups did not see this. This is a very exclusive blessing they have because of who they are. They are those men that do their business in the great sea, that get in ships and go down to the ocean. Now, out on the high sea. Amen. And he said that they, these see the works of the Lord. I wonder, I got you standing. Let me read a little more. I'll let you sit down. And next time you get up, it'll be on your own. Amen. Everybody. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind. Now, here's talking about the wonders, which lifted up the waves thereof, praise God, they mount up to the heaven. Now that's a wave, isn't it? And they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like drunken men and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the... Now, let me stop right here just a minute. If you was out there on the high sea, and the waves was to the heavens, and down to the depths, and you were tossed, and God made it a calm, what would you say?
Huh?
I'll tell you what I'd say. I'd say, hallelujah. Huh?
Yeah, 'cause that's right.
Is that what you'd say?
Yeah.
Well, anybody been there? Can you say praise the Lord?
Yeah.
He said they were at their wits' end. Anybody ever been at their wits' end?
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said he maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Hallelujah. I want to preach on the wonders of the deep. The wonders of the deep. Praise God. Why don't you lift your hand and ask the Lord to anoint me and help me preach here, Lord. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Whew. About to feel the Lord before I get started here. Praise God. I love to see the Lord help us here tonight. It doesn't matter to me where I'm preaching, what state I'm in. It doesn't matter. I preach in a lot of different situations. But I sure got a burden for somebody in this house tonight. It might be for myself, but I'm going to preach to myself. I don't think I've ever preached that I didn't preach to myself. Huh? If nobody else is listening, I know I'm a listening, so sometimes I leave knowing that you got it, and yeah, I got it. You just put it rough on me. Well, I had to preach the book. Amen. Praise God. I don't know if y'all know it or not. You come to church and you think that preacher's throwing that at me, but hardly ever do they get a sermon that God ain't already got on them about.
Yeah, that's right.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
And I want to preach on, hey man, the wonders of the deep. Now I know you say I don't see nothing in that. Maybe you won't, but I'm going to give you something to think about.
Yeah.
If there's something missing in our world, amen, it's the wonder.
Yeah.
If there's something missing in our church world, amen, it is something amazing and something wonderful. We come to church. There's a lapel mic. I'll put it right there. We come to church and we get up and we sing, and the singing was great tonight. Sang two of my favorite songs. I like a little book. Ours is purple. But don't let that deceive you. It's the same book.
Yeah.
Right. 130, never shall forget the day. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Page 30, huh?
Yeah.
What? What's that? We'll soon be done. Page 92.
Let's
have a little talk with Jesus.
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, I know it in my heart. It's like, almost like the Bible. I can pull it. I know. Praise God. I love that song. Those songs there. If we're not careful. Don't let me scare you now. I might get happy here. Amen. We come into the house of God. If we're not careful, we'll sit around. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh. You say, oh yeah, we lose the wonder. I wish you'd say praise the Lord. I said sometimes we lose the wonder. Amen. You know, I think we need revival. You ever see anybody try to win somebody to the Lord that wasn't all that happy about being saved anyhow? You can't hardly do it. Praise God. I said you can't hardly do it. Amen. And you know, these folks, amen, they went down in ship. They saw things, amen, that nobody else in this chapter had ever seen. I don't know what all they saw. Amen. Could have been they got out on the high sea and saw a whale spouting off. Saw dolphins jumping and going. Saw shark fins in the water. Saw them waves go up. Help me preach this a little bit. Amen. I want to talk to you tonight. Amen. These folks had a business where they did their business in great waters. Brother, sometimes, amen, in order to see the wonder, amen, we've got to get a little bit farther away from the shore, amen, than what we are. I wish somebody would say amen. I believe it's a preacher. I believe it's been my calling. Amen. It's just trying my best. Amen. To go to the house of God. Amen. I'm telling you, a year ago, out on the ocean. Have you ever been out on the beach, out on the shore, and look out over that pond? God does something for me.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I've never got down in a hull, in a ship, and had them go out away where I couldn't see the land. Oh, we don't mind that. Maybe I can say something to you here in just a little bit. Amen. But I want you to get the point. Amen. That these men had a business. Amen. To go down. And because they went down, amen, they saw and experienced something from the Lord that caused them to say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, we need a revival tonight, and we're not going to have a revival until we launch out. Amen. Somebody say amen. Until we launch out. Amen. You say, well, brother, let me read you one verse to go with this, and then maybe I can preach to you for the Lord to help me. It came to pass the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two ships standing by the lake. He saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them. Praise God. You think anybody needs to get saved today? Huh? There's a ship standing by the lake. Praise God. I don't know what good a ship is standing by the lake. Do y'all? Huh? Praise God. I go to church a lot of times, amen, and I see a lot of ships standing by the lake. I'm preaching on the wonders of the deep. I love children, amen, because of the wonder in a child. Amen, it doesn't take much, amen, to amaze them. I don't know why, amen, the church is, amen, bored. You ever heard that word lately? Amen, why is the church, amen, going to the world to find something attractive and something interesting and something to bring the monotony. There's something wrong with that. Amen. When we're serving a Savior, amen, who is wonderful. He's our counselor. How many is glad to be saved tonight? Did you find something at an order of prayer that amazes you? I did. I was lost, and now I'm found. I was blind, and now I see. It's the wonder. Oh, help me preach a little. Jesus was on the shore and he saw these ships on the shore and the fishermen gone out of them. That's where we're at, brother. Amen, Jason, tonight. Ha! I love these young preachers. I'll even give this one a dollar for bragging on me. I tell you, you don't get that all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! You talk about getting excited. Now I'm going to just tell you the way I am, the way I feel about it. Amen. Came down this little old street, up this alley, to this little building here. Amen. Brother, that excites me. Amen. You say, brother, hallelujah. What's so exciting about a 20 by 20? 24 by 24? Huh?
Yeah.
What's so exciting about going out to meeting on Wednesday night?
Yeah.
What's so exciting about it? I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right here. I tell you what I know about it. I know, brother, amen, that this is a work, amen, that is launched out, amen, on the great waters. Oh, it's a risky business, amen, and it might cost you, amen. And you, that's right. You say, what do you mean it's risky? You take a man that gets in a ship and gets out on the high seas. He can't see land. Amen. Come on now. I feel like preaching a little bit. I'm telling you, amen, but if one man can get saved, you talk about the wonder. Amen. Come on now. I said, you talk about the wonder. Amen. If you can get one of these old town drunks, amen, to wander in here one night, amen, and get down and let God soar up. I don't think you believe this. Amen. I wish somebody'd say amen. Amen. I'm talking about the wonders, amen, of God's work and the depths of the gospel. Jesus came on the shore and he saw ships. But the fishermen had gone out of them.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on.
You're right.
We got young men that want to be businessmen and nothing wrong with that. We got young men that want to be, you know, stars, and young people that want to be rich, and we got to want to be everything under the sun.
Yeah.
But a Christian.
Right.
Come on now and help me preach a little bit.
Yeah, come on, you're right now. Come on, with it now.
I see all kinds of ships sitting around.
Yeah.
Praise God, I don't know this little town. How many churches this got? I already seen the Church of Christ and the Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And almost all of them at the same time. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They're pretty close, seem like, right down the road. I don't know how. Y'all help me preach.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm preaching on the wonder of the deep. Amen. Oh, brother. I tell you what we need. We need a revival, brother. Amen. Ryan, it'll take us out farther. Amen. Than we've ever been. Amen. Come on now. Brother, we've got children grow right up in church. And they used to mock. Amen. The adults shouting. Amen. But they don't anymore. Because there ain't enough of it to practice. Hallelujah. Brother, I'll tell you what. I remember Pal, when you were coming up. And when Amanda, when I was talking to her today, I know she's older than you, but few years. Amen. You and Nathan are the same, right? And but Amanda was talking about when she was a young girl and how we'd have revivals. Amen. It would change the way people lived. Amen. And get the power of God. And she said, Daddy, we just don't see it like that anymore. I want to ask us, where is the revival that takes us out on the deep sea where we see the wonders of God? When was the last time you saw somebody get the Holy Ghost and speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance? When's the last time you seen somebody get under the unction and the anointing of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah! Brother, we need to get the revival. We're in to see the wonder
again.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Jesus saw ships with no, what did it say? Fishermen? But the fishermen had gone out of them. That's what's wrong with our church. Not necessarily this one, but most of them.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Fishermen
yeah.
are nowhere to be found.
Right.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
God.
That's right.
What in the world's a church if it ain't catching no fish?
Yeah. Come on. That's right.
Tell you, here's this little building, amen, here by the street, but we're not on the street, we're out on the high seas, amen, we're going to see wonders. Are you listening to me preach? Amen. The fishermen, I got to stay here, I'll get back to that in a minute. But these men, the reason they were on the shore, they were defeated. They had already tried it.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, somebody help me preach tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm doing all right, Pastor.
Yeah.
I'm trying to preach a little bit.
Yeah.
Amen. They already.
Yeah.
Amen. They've been defeated.
Yeah.
Discouraged. Yeah. Ever been there?
Yeah.
Praise God, I have. Amen. And they had their nets out. They were washing their nets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. They weren't washing any fish out of them because there hadn't been any in them. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I feel like preaching a little. And so they've been out there on the high seas, and they hadn't caught anything. Amen. So the Lord walked up, saw them washing their nets. They had all of the materials to have a revival. All they had to have, they had the songbooks and the church, and they had everything, but no fish. Amen. I'll tell you what, you ain't going to catch no fish, amen, with the boat docked. Oh, if somebody say amen. I'm preaching on the wonders of the deep. Brother, listen. If we don't launch out, amen, we'll come to church and look at each other, amen, like they used to do in the chicken house. When I was a boy, I had to keep the chicken.
chickens. And them old chickens would just sit and look at each other. And sometimes one would get a little lousy. And they'd go to picking at each other. And if one got weak, amen, instead of strengthening it, they'd pick it to death. Anybody ever seen that here in New City? Amen. I want to tell you something. If we don't have a revival, it'll get us away from the rocks and away from the shore and out on the high seas. We'll have no wonder to tell. Will somebody say amen? How can we come to church and not feel like shouting every now and then and feel like praising God? Feel like telling about Jesus, the first and last. Amen. The middleman. Will somebody say amen? You say we'll get in when the crowd gets bigger. We ain't got room to get much bigger. Let's just have church right now. Amen. Because of the wonder. Jesus called up into the ship and he said, thrust out a little bit. Ooh. We may get a little bit, sis. Is this your home church here? You may get a little bit tonight. Before Saturday night's over, I want to be out there. Amen. Praise God. Come on now. Where the world has no influence over us. Ain't it something how you go to church and if some old goofy rock and roll singer's wearing their collar up like that, next thing you know, we got ours up. Oh, come on. Buddy, I don't want to act like that. You? Come on. I'd like to get lost out there far enough. Amen. To where the world. Amen. I'd be committed. Are you listening to me? I'll be talking preaching. I said, where are you committed? Oh, go. We'll get back to this in a minute. Listen to this. Jesus said to them, he got up in that boat. And he preached to them. I guess that's a good place to preach. In the ship, pulled away in a big crowd out there on the shore, and he preached the gospel to them. Then he said, praise God, then he said to the men that owned the ship, he said, launch out into the deep for what?
For a drop.
Now that, my friend, is not like my limit. If I catch three a day, I think I've done pretty good. I'm a real good fisherman, just not too good a catcherman. I can throw the bait out there as the best of them. Hallelujah. Jesus said, launch out!
Yeah.
Praise God, I think that's what he's going to say in this revival tonight. He's going to say, go for it. And the men that owned the boat said, now we don't mean to differ with you. Praise God, it ain't just the way we are sometimes. We go to arguing with the Lord. Well, we just tried that, Lord. We just launch on out there. Get another sermon. Thump that pulpit. Kick that leg. Sing another song. Invite somebody else. Oh, we just tried that, Lord. Oh, come on now. I said, we just tried that. He said, but nevertheless, at thy word, amen, we're going to launch out. Are y'all going to help me preach a little? I'm preaching on the wonder. You talk about the wonder when we obey God. I remember when I was just 19. Amen. Kneeling at the end of my bed. Amen. Never heard an altar call. Never heard a sad song just as I am without one plea. I didn't even know a gospel song all the way through. Amen. I just knelt down. Amen. And said, God, would you help me? I can't take no more. And you know the wonder of it all. Amen. I didn't think I'd live. I lived for God 2 days. Amen. I said, God, this has been so good. Would you help me live for God one more day? Amen. And he helped me. And I said, would you help me to hang on to the weekend? And he helped me to the weekend. That's been 30 years ago. Amen. The wonder of it all. Amen. I want to tell you, it will launch out. We'll see the wonder.
Boredom out of you, the yawns.
Praise God, going to church tonight? I don't know if ain't nothing else to do. Huh? If a yard don't need mowing, the dog don't need feeding, the cow don't need turning in, and got the milking all done, and I feel pretty good, and the lumbago settles down, the arthritis don't rise up.
Come on.
My Lord, just stay at the house.
Yeah.
You're going to think of something, you keep on trying, you're going to think of something.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. muddy shore, that old seaweed and that old nasty, and he pushed me out on the high seas. Amen. You say, well, everything's been good since then. The waves went high and they pitched low. But brother, I saw a hand of God. I wish somebody say amen. Amen. Come on now. Amen. He said they saw the hand of the Lord and they cried out to God. I wish somebody
I mean, knows what Salem means in him.
Yeah, come on, brother.
Yeah. Boy, I preach for you, brother. I'm a trying.
Yeah.
Glory.
Yeah.
Sweet Lamb of God. You say, well, buddy, I wish somebody came. Well, let's start right here with somebody right here. Huh? I could get you in a ship and push you out there on the high seas. You'd come back with a story to tell.
Yeah. That's right, guaranteed.
Huh?
Yeah.
I get you out there. Put you in there. Put you out there. When you come back, brother, you see, you ain't going to believe. You ain't going to believe what I got to tell you. Well, sit down here and let's talk about it. I was out there. I'm telling you, I saw things out there in that wide open spaces I never thought I'd ever see. I was out there and the waves went so high. It looked like it was going to destroy every one of us. Anybody got a witness? Hey, man, if we was in the black church, I'd say, can you give me a witness? Hey, man, I'll tell you, come on now. I wish somebody help me preach a little bit tonight. Hey, man, they were out on the high sea. They saw the wonders of God. I wonder if there's anybody in this house ever seen the wonder of God, seen God move. When it looked like nobody could, amen. Bible said they launched out, cast their net, pulled in a draw of fish that they couldn't even. You talk about revival. Brother, they couldn't even haul a fish in. Break the net. They hollered at their partners. You stay where you're at. These are my fish and you ain't getting none of them. Oh, come on now. Y'all read your Bible better than that, ain't you? In this modern religious world, we ain't got no partners. I said, we ain't got no partners. It's, oh, y'all ain't helping me preach here. Hey, man, that's right. But brother, when we have revival, you talk about the wonder of the deep. Hey, man, it's when God, the Bible said, hey, man, oh, how sweet and how pleasant. You want to track down, you want to track down an old gossiping spirit, amen, and get rid of it. Just launch out into the deep. Brother, God will give you such a blessing and such a move of God that you'll forget about, amen, the troubles and trials and splits and divisions. I know you ain't got none here, but let me preach a little. I can cause one real quick. Hallelujah. We need revival. Amen. We need to get out in the deep where God can bless us.
How old's that little boy? They grow stout around here now. You're a cute guy. Remember that revival we had when them girls got the Holy Ghost? Becky was about 6, 7. Amanda Deal and them was about 5. Stephanie and them. You remember that? I remember Jeff Ward come up there. Jeff was just a little boy. And he come up there and he said,
come on.
He come up and he said, Brother Randy, said, them girls are back there playing like they're getting the Holy Ghost. He didn't like it a bit. He's a little old boy. And I looked back there, and my evangelist was back there in the corner, and he was going. You know, the adults are up here praying.
Oh, God.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Spiritual adults up here like they had a migraine. And them kids that got back out, the parents had pushed them all out. Get off my feet. Get out from under my feet and get out. So they just went back there in the back and got to praying. And guess what? They launched out.
Yeah.
Sweet Lamb of God. I wish somebody would say amen in this house tonight. I went back there and them little kids, my little girl was 5 or 6. She was about 6 or 7 years old. And she had the Holy Ghost. Amen. And them little girls was speaking in tongues. And the power of the Holy Ghost. Y'all act like you don't believe it. But it's too late. It already happened.
Yeah.
tell me we need a revival right here
for some of these young kids. Amen. Get to praying for the Holy Ghost. Oh, will somebody say amen? You talk about a deep experience in God. Amen. Paul said, I would that you know the fullness of God. Think about that for a minute.
Oh, I pray. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And?
Come on.
I'm waiting.
Come on.
Well, ain't that all it?
No, three strikers in baseball.
Yeah. We're on a high sea here.
Yeah.
Right
now. Yeah.
Come on, somebody help me preach. Yeah. You know, ain't nobody around here needs anything. Oh. You say you done discerned something out? Yep. I have. I'm just going to go ahead and fess it up to you. I didn't discern it. Everybody in this building's a human.
Yeah.
Took a deep discernment, didn't it? Huh? I know.
Come on.
Spiritual man you got here. And I'm going to tell you, as the sparks fly upwards, man is prone to trouble. I know you got troubles. But I'll tell you the cure for trouble. Amen. Amen. Is to get in that ship. I'm not going to preach much longer now. Amen. Is to get in that ship and launch out and go into the grave. Hey, people have stayed. I know these men faced trouble, brother. I know they saw the waves high. But they also saw the hand of God. Amen. Launch out. Start a church. Amen. Sister Tara, I know there's been tears and heartache. And you wonder when you come and there's nobody but you. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen, brother. There's a God in heaven that'll meet you every time. Amen. And we'll see the wonders. Amen. Of this experience from the Lord.
That's right. Yeah. Believe it. Come on, man.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Help me, God.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. Come on. You're right. Come on, brother. Yeah.
They hollered for their partners. Come over. We got more fish than we can pull in. What a story to tell. How about it? Psalm 107. They saw it. God heard their cry. Is there any work greater? Is there any work greater? You tell me, than the work of the Lord.
Let me preach
a little bit right here. Yeah, come on. What do you think about you, preacher?
Yeah, come on.
How do
you
go? Come on.
Come on now.
Why is it? He's
at least as good as the plumber.
Come on.
Come on, bro.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Are we going to have revival or not?
Yeah.
And we're going to have to have a quick, we're going to have a booster revival. We're going to have to get it quick. We're going to have to vaccinate them early if we're going to have revival. Right. Praise God. And that's what I'm trying to do tonight. Oh. I want to get somebody hungry. How long have you been saved?
Come on, now. Get them hungry. Yeah.
7 years. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, this is a wonderful thing about serving the Lord. You can get saved, and you'll run into an old preacher somewhere down the road, and he'll say, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, wow, we've never even heard of there being. And he said, well, what have you laid hands on and received the Holy Ghost? You know, it ain't that far, really, from Calvary to the upper room. I've been there. I've been to Israel one time. Calvary, it's not that far to Jerusalem from Calvary. Somebody say,
amen.
Is everybody in here full of the Holy Ghost?
Come on.
Is everybody in here full of the Holy Ghost? Got that experience? Got the full of the Holy Ghost? And you know, that baptism may be, if you don't backslide, you know, that baptism is just possibly, you don't have to be baptized with that one time, but that refill.
Yeah.
How many things can get refilled every morning?
Yeah.
Boy, quiet on me now. Huh? Oh, you say, well, I got it. And you know, we almost say we got it. It's like taking three jars and setting them up in the pantry and saying, I got it. It's right there in the pantry. You don't believe it? I'll go show it to you. It's in here somewhere. Now, where is it? It's in here. I know I put it in here somewhere. I know I got it. It's right in here. It's over behind the pickle jar. I know it's in here somewhere. No, maybe it's over here at the beach. I don't remember. But I got it. 45 years ago, and I've been in the way ever since. Praise God, and I know it's in here somewhere. Hey, where did I put my experience?
Come on.
Are they still there, Brother Jason?
Come on.
They're awful quiet back there.
Come on now. Right.
They don't think I'm going to meddling now.
Come on.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we can come to church. I remember I was preaching one time, about done, brother. Thank you forever, amen. Praise God. I just about done. But I was preaching a meeting one time, Brother Jason. There's about 8 people coming out. The pastor and his wife, she didn't really want to come. I could tell by the way she acted. Amen. But there she was. He was coming out, and I had about 8 people. And I got to praying that day, and I said, Lord, ain't nothing going on. Ain't nobody praising you. Nobody worshiping God. Nobody praying on the altar. And I believe I felt the Spirit of the Lord say to me, well, what about you? Why don't you do something? I'm the evangelist. But boy, he got the message over. That next night, nobody come to the altar. I just went myself. I made the altar call and went, answered my own altar call. And I just got down there and got to pray.
Come on.
I prayed. I mean, the Holy Ghost fell on me, and it just slayed me right out on the floor. I tell you where it's at, and you know, and you'd be surprised. And I got out there, and I mean tell you that I got up and I run around that building, and there sat them other 7 people just.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't know what was going on.
Come on.
You said, boy, I'd like to get closer to God. Well, he's all for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
You said, well, we're having this revival. We keep watching that door for somebody to come in here and pray through. Well, let's just take a volunteer. Who'd volunteer to get prayed through tonight? Ain't nobody raising their hand.
Come on.
Well, I'll volunteer then.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh. How many thinks there's something really wonderful to get for praying through?
Yeah.
Sanctifying your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Cleansing your heart.
Yeah.
Doing what the Bible said.
Come on, man. Yeah. That's right.
Bring
it on now.
Those that do their work out on the great waters. This preacher, his wife here, came here. They call it pioneer in the church. Is that what they call it? Pioneers? Kind of like the Davy Crockett deal. Huh? Blazing a trail. I'm going to tell you something. You will before it's over, probably. I'm going to tell you.
Come on.
Somebody had to go out there and build that first campfire in the way.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah, they did.
We may not even know their name. We ride on the highway at some poor old guy. Amen. Took a hatchet and cut the first path through. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Wouldn't you like to have been the guy that discovered Niagara Falls? Can you imagine running home telling your wife that one? You couldn't get it told, could you? How about when you got the Holy Ghost? How'd you like to go home and tell somebody, I met the Lord tonight. I got the Holy Ghost tonight. The Lord blessed me. The Lord spoke to me. I'm done preaching here. I want to tell you something. We need a revival out on the high sea where we see the wonder of the Lord, where we see people saved and sanctified. Amen. And empowered by the Holy Ghost. Why don't you lift your hands and ask the Lord to give us a revival on these altars tonight? Are you willing to launch out? How about you? If I could get one person in here tonight to recommit themselves, amen, to venture out, risk it all, to see what God will do for you. Why don't we just stand up everywhere and praise the Lord? We're going to have an altar call here somewhere now. Pray for this man right here.